Hi, everybody. So excited to have you here. I cannot believe we've been together this long already and that it's going to be October. It's our 8th group session, and today we're having our Love Your Body party. And just so you know, it's anything that you're willing to share, anything that you might not be willing to share, totally okay, as long as you're spending some time with yourself and rocking your amazing, awesome self. Super excited to be here, and we have two more sessions after this, and we have an amazing love and relationship expert here with us next week, Nicole Moore. She's going to be filling us in on how important it is to love ourselves and to kind of manifest and be in such strong relationships to really help us move forward in our lives. So, can't wait to see you, and today we're just going to kind of start by our nice little meditation to separate the day to now. So, close your eyes, and maybe before you close your eyes, just finding a very comfortable place for you to sit and just be for our entire time together today. And with your eyes closed, just take a quick little check-in to see how you're feeling right now. Just see if there's any thoughts, any movement that needs to happen to feel really good. And just start by taking a deep, deep breath in through the nose, the deepest breath you could possibly take all day today. And then open your mouth, exhale, sigh all the air out. Another deep breath in through the nose. Deepest breath you've been able to take all day long. Open the mouth, let it go. Another deep breath in through the nose, even deeper than before. And then open your mouth, exhale, sigh all the air out. Another deep breath in through the nose. The deepest breath you can possibly take, even when you think you can't take any more breath, breathe a little bit more in. And then open your mouth, exhale, sigh it out, let it go. Just slowly come back in a little bit more, turning off the outside thoughts. Just trying to pay attention and tune in a little bit more. And just see how you're feeling. See if different thoughts come up in the silence. Silence is the best time for us to move a little bit inward and just really take a moment to see how we're feeling. Just Letting go of everything. With your next breath in, just breathe in your favorite part about your life, whatever that might be. Maybe it's waking up in the morning. Maybe it's walking with your puppy or your dog. Whatever your favorite part of your life, part of your day is, just breathe that in through the body. And then open the mouth, settle even deeper into this moment. And let everything go. And as you settle deeper and deeper, ask yourself, what do I love the most about my body? Let that thought move through you. And then open your mouth, exhale, settle into it a little bit more. This thought that you love, that you're manifesting about your body. Just taking time to tune in so much. Letting go of even more that might be holding you back. Really taking time to tune in to remember how you would like to feel all session and even after we're done this evening. And just really stay in tune with what you love the most about your body, what you love the most. To stay in that positive and loving place in your life and in your heart about you and your body. Our health starts with our thoughts. Our thoughts are very powerful. Our thoughts shape the way we feel about ourselves, the way that we move our body, the way that we're in tune with our body. The way that we really feel about everything starts in our mind, usually. But today, we're really going to start with our heart, really taking time to tune into our heart space. Whenever you're ready to come back, we're going to slowly start coming back to our body, back to the present moment. And slowly, slowly come back. Welcome back. I'm super excited tonight because we are having a Love Your Body Pate. And the reason why we're having this before the end is because all of us should be having a Love Your Body party every day. And I would say that one thing that kind of gets in the way most of the time is the thoughts about our body that stop us from really loving and celebrating our bodies all the time. So we're going to just love our body and just really kind of inspire each other to love our bodies even more. So we can kind of fall in love a little bit more with our body, with our life, with our finances perhaps, with our style perhaps, with our career and maybe our love life. just really creating this very holistic, loving approach to you, your body, and your health. So with our Love Your Body Party, it's totally up to you whether or not you would like to share or kind of keep it to yourself. So I'm going to keep the line unmuted all evening tonight. So whenever you want to jump in, jump in. Don't be shy. And if you'd rather be introverted tonight and just write, by all means, whatever feels better for you, is more comfortable for you. So we're just going to be really kind of talking about how we're loving our body. And the thing that I had asked to kind of help you get into that mindset tonight is to write down 5 things that you love about your body. So if you haven't had the chance to do that yet, we're going to take a few minutes to sit and explore what that might mean in your body, in your life today. So just take a moment to write some thoughts down. And I say 5 because sometimes it can come up with 1 or 2, but I really encourage you to come up with a few things that you truly, truly love about your body. So get out that pen and paper and just take a moment, and we'll be back in a second. Okay, everybody, I hope you've been able to write down at least, if not more, 5 things that you love about your body. So I encourage you to look at this list every single day. Maybe place it next to the love notes on your mirror. Maybe put it in your wallet, in your desk drawer, somewhere where you look at and just remind yourself of all the amazingness that is you. So a lot of times we're waiting for that perfect moment in our lives when we look a certain way, when we have enough money in the bank account to actually make a change, to actually step up and make our health a priority, to take time to make healthy foods, to move our bodies. And there's honestly no magic pill or no kind of way to really start unless you're really ready to make the choice that you matter, that you're more important than anyone and everything else in your life. And that sometimes is the biggest step for women. One of the biggest steps is just acknowledging what you love about yourself and really acknowledging that you matter and that you matter more than anybody else in your life. We put a lot of emphasis on keeping a marriage going well, relationships, our careers, but we tend to kind of forget about ourselves, and we tend to kind of forget about our relationship with ourselves. And I have found that the quickest way to get back to that is by remembering what we like and love about ourselves. So when we're having one of those days, it becomes even more important to kind of look at this. So five things that you love about your body. Again, at any point, just jump in and share. But some things that I discovered when I was exploring this were things that I might have not have really truly liked, but I've been learning to love a little bit more. So my butt, as always, kind of came up. But I love my dimples. I love my eyes. I love my new haircut. I love my tiny waist and my big hips that I also took a long time for me to embrace. But all of these things took time, and still sometimes when I'm trying clothes on, it's hard. I'm short and curvy, so it's hard to sometimes find pants that fit. And I find myself looking at myself in the mirror when I'm trying clothes on and sometimes not really liking everything that's coming up, all those thoughts. So that's when it becomes even more crucial and important to come back and tune in and remember what you do love about your body and what makes you feel good. And sometimes it's just playing up those parts, like our amazing stylist, Lori, has kind of shared with us. You know, all it takes is an open mind and a belt to kind of get us into that place where we're feeling better. But sometimes it's just putting some lipstick on. Maybe it's taking a shower and doing your hair for anyone that works from home or for anybody that's a little too busy to take time to put makeup on every day. But it does matter. Those things do make a big difference and kind of really help us feel better in our body and really take the time to start. So it's really, really, really interesting because sometimes when we're not tuned in enough to the way that we really would like to feel, that's when those thoughts come up. And that's when it becomes even more important to back off a little bit, slow down a little bit. And a lot of times everyone's asking me, well, what can I do? I want to feel better. I want to not be stressed. Give me something to do. I need an action step. Honestly, this Love Your Body party is all about being instead of doing. The more that we're caught up in doing, the more that our body feels like we're never enough. Like there's always going to be some place to climb, always going to be something else to do. And loving your body is really all about slowing down and just being. So coming back to the way that you really would like to feel and kind of thinking about, if I want to feel at peace today, what can I do to kind of feel at peace, to really let go and to see how I feel? And the five things that you love about your body is so important. So my question to you is, and my challenge to you during our Love Your Body party tonight is, what in your life would be different if you truly loved and accepted your body for what it is right now? Not whether or not you lose a few pounds, not whether or not you have the perfect outfit. None of those things matter, because even when you get the perfect job or you get the perfect quote-unquote body, perfect, right? What is that? We don't know. Would you even know that that's where you want to be? So take a moment to really think, what would change? What really would be different in your life if you truly accepted everything where you are right now? Let's take a moment to just kind of spend some time writing that down and just kind of tuning in a little bit more and just seeing, what would that look like? What would that really, really feel like? If you weren't struggling with yourself all the time, in any area of your life with your health. If it's not your body, it might be something else. So let's just take a moment, and we'll come back in a few seconds, and if anyone's willing to share, we will share then. So again, we could always come back to this, but I come back to this question when I ask myself, and I would go back to my 25, 26-year-old self and just really tell myself that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, that all of those challenges, all those things that are going on are just my way of learning and more about myself. I feel like I tried all these different things to fit into the New York lifestyle. I was going out all the time. I was spending a lot of money on clothes that I didn't have just to fit in and just to feel much better in my body. And looking back, I have to say that it's really one of those times where I'm like, you know, looking back, I definitely would have felt a lot better in my body and taking the time to enjoy that a little bit more. So now what would be different for me is not really about the body as much as the past that might have been holding me back. So it's just those thoughts that were in my past that sometimes get in the way of the way that I would like to feel on a daily basis. So it's just something that I take an account of, that I really think about. But really, what would be different in my life if I hadn't spent so much time on that? Nothing, because I wouldn't take it back at all. But moving forward, I know that the kinder the thoughts that I have about my body, the kinder the thoughts that I have about everything in my life, just the better that everything else gets. So it's not waiting for that perfect moment for everything to kind of fall into place. It's knowing that this is the right moment. There is no better time than now to go on an adventure. If you've always wanted to go somewhere, plan that trip. Go. Don't wait until you feel really good to do it, because when you're doing it, that is when you feel so good that everything else just really, really plays up. So if there's anything in the past that might be holding you back, write it down. Write down all of the thoughts that you might have been having in the past that you just want to let go of, because part of Love Your Body Party today is letting go of all the old crap that gets in the way of us truly celebrating our bodies. The last thing is, the last thing is just really writing down all of those thoughts that you might still have, even though we've been working through that the past few weeks. This is the last time to kind of let it go if there's anything lingering away. So we'll give us a few minutes to kind of figure that out. Again, the line's open if anyone wants to kind of speak up. Okay, love, so now the fun part begins. I want you to tear that piece of paper up, tear everything up, and just let it go. If you want to light a match and watch it burn, you can do that as well. Just, you know, be careful with that. And just kind of let everything go, let those thoughts go, and now look at the list after you've shredded it up or lit the list on fire. Look at the list that you made about all those things that you love about your body. Now that is going to help you move forward, reminding yourself what you love about your body, keeping that in mind. It's going to help you make healthier choices and really creating your healthy lifestyle. And it's shifting those thoughts. So whenever those old thoughts come up, even though we shredded the paper, remind yourself about all of those things that you love. And we're just celebrating our gifts. So what is so special about you? There's so many things that are so amazing and special about you. So what are those gifts? Those gifts make you special and you unique. A lot of times we're comparing ourselves. That person is so skinny. That person looks so great in that pair of jeans. That person is so successful. Why can't I be like her? Because nobody is like you. And you are so special and so important. And the only thing that matters is you being truthful to you. And you really spending time and celebrating you and celebrating all the amazing, amazing things about you is what's going to help you stay so in tune with your life, so in love with your life, and so making you and your life a priority and your health. And that is what truly, truly matters in this lifetime. It's all about choosing you. And last week, we were really writing a love letter from our body to ourselves. This week, I would love you to write a letter to yourself. How is your life in 5 years? What does your life look like from the moment you wake up in the morning? Who's next to you? Where are you? What's the first thing that you see when you open your eyes? The first thing that you might do? Experience your life in the fullest, exactly where you want it to be. And write this letter from your heart. You might not know where to start, so close your eyes. Picture yourself sleeping. And then open their eyes, and what is that experience 5 years from now? You're loving who you are. You're comfortable in your skin. You're moving your body. You're eating healthy foods. Your career is flourishing. Your relationship is just so nourishing and nourishing. You love the body you're in, so you trust your body with the best, amazing clothes that fit your individual style and life. Really get so in tune and so in love with this life of yours that everything is possible because it's already happened. Anything and everything that you truly desire is there for you. So write a letter like showing us your life in 5 years. And what is really different? You might notice it's just those thoughts that might be different. Just that experience, just the way that you're really, really feeling. And it's really taking the time to truly turn in and to really let go. Of all that stuff that might be holding you back, really let it go. The choice is yours to let it go. No one else's. Your life is beautiful and yours to live. And let's see how everything is in 5 years. And love your body. Have a love your body party all the time. Play your favorite music, dance around, and just celebrate you and your amazing life. And this week, while you're at it, writing that love letter to yourself and really kind of writing the letter from where you are in 5 years, perhaps it's time to get a manicure and pedicure too. Maybe we need to add even a little bit more self-care this week to really love our body. Maybe it's even having a bubble bath. Maybe it's going to your favorite class, spending time with your loved ones, whatever makes you love your body and feel good in your body, let's have more of that this week. So thank you so much for being here. I really hope you loved our Love Your Body party. And next week we have Nicole Moore sharing with us about love and romance. And then after that, it is our last session together with Thrive in Your Body for the fall. And I'm going to really share with you everything that you need to know moving forward until Thrive in Your Body starts up again in January. So thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you then. Bye.